Psalms 27 tonight. I'm so glad to be here, and it's a privilege to be able to preach in preacher's spot. Thank the Lord for the man of God that pastors his church. Amen? I'm glad I got a few amens on that. I was a little worried. I don't know about you, but I travel all over this country and get in a lot of different churches. And I like it when a man will preach the Bible the way God wants him to preach it. I like it when a man will follow the Holy Ghost. Amen? And I like it when a preacher's family serves the Lord and lives right. And there's a testimony. Amen. You say, well, I know some dirt. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. Amen. And keep a good spirit, church. I've seen a lot of churches that used to have fire, used to have shout. Y'all listening? Used to have what you got. A few years down the road, they lost it. I don't know what happened. I got a feeling it probably they got a burr in their hind end somewhere on something, or they didn't like something that happened, or let something bother them, and that festered. You know what I'm talking about? And they grieve the Holy Ghost. Next thing you know, they're gone. Everybody else is gone. And the Holy Ghost is gone too. And I don't want to be a part of that mess. But I sure am glad to be in a place where we can shout, serve the Lord, and worship God. Amen. You know, you go to some churches, and when the preacher's gone, it's deader than 4 o'clock. But not here. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love hearing that choir sing. Didn't they do a good job? Man, you get young people to sing out. That's a blessing. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. You say, well, I've been thinking about going somewhere else. There's plenty of dead mess out there you can go to. If I was you, I'd stick around. Get involved. Serve the Lord. Amen? And hang on. Let's do the best we can until Jesus comes. All right, Psalms 27 tonight. Let's look at verse 13 and 14. I'm going to try to slow down. I don't do well at that. But I'm going to try, amen. Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. This has been on my heart lately. God let me write this. It took a little while, but I finished it up the other day. The Bible said in verse 13, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. It went on to say in verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we love You. Thank You for the Bible. Lord, thank You for this church, these fine people. Thank You for the men of God that are here. Lord, we sure love You and praise You. And I pray, God, You'd help us now. You help me preach in the power of the Holy Ghost. May it be a help and a blessing to Your people. Thank You for the Word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let me read it again. He said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. There's two words that we don't like. One of them's wait. And the other one's no. Amen? If you don't believe it, tell it to your kid. Watch them. Most of them probably pitch a fit unless you've taught them right. Amen? And God will tell us wait. God will tell us no. And if we're not careful, we'll act just like them kids. Amen? The Bible said, I had fainted. That means this. It means I would have become weak. That means I'd have been fatigued or feeble. It means I would have become depressed or dispirited. And he's saying this. He's saying I'd have never made it unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. That's what David said. Amen? David needed God to do something in his life. I want to preach on this subject. What do you need from God? You see, one said this. Those that walk by faith in the goodness of the Lord shall in due time walk in the sight of that goodness. David needs God's protection. Here in the Bible, David needed God to destroy his enemies. David needs deliverance from false witnesses that tried to destroy him. And David needed protection from the cruelty of others. David needed a miracle from God. And David needed direction from God. And I say to you, church, David did not know when God was going to help him. David did not know when God was going to deliver him. So what did David do? We find in the Bible that David, whenever he didn't know what to do, and he needed something from God, that David waited. That's why David, friend, said this. He said, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord. In other words, he'd been waiting a long time. He didn't know when God was going to do this. He didn't know when God was going to take care of it. Verse 14 said, wait on the Lord. He said, be of good courage. And He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, we read verse 13 again. We won't for time's sake, but we could read it again. And we could say this, that David didn't say, well, God's not doing it when I want Him to, so I'm going to do it myself. Amen. David didn't do that. No, David said this. He said, I'm going to believe to see the goodness of God, and I'm going to wait on God. Yeah. You know what we don't like to do, church? Wait. Yeah. You know what I hate the most about traveling? traffic jams. Hate traffic jams. You know why? Because you sit there and wait. We don't like waiting. Impatient. How many of us has needed something from God or needed God to do something great in our life and He did not do it for us or give it to us when we thought He should have given it to us? Sure. Or when we thought He should have done it for us and we lost hope and did not believe to see the goodness of the Lord. Instead, we explained it away. Therefore, we gave up on it. We fainted because we was not willing to wait on God. And David said this, he said, I had fainted. He said, I would have fainted almost. In other words, he's saying, I would have fainted unless I had believed.
Yeah.
You look at verse number 14 again. The Bible said down there in verse number 14, it said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now listen, friend, he didn't say that whenever he was waiting, he said, he didn't say be depressed. He didn't say complain. He didn't say fret. He didn't say worry, amen. He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He said, be of good courage because here's why. Fear will come when you're waiting.
Sure.
If you ain't careful, you'll start thinking about all the problems. You'll start thinking about all the what ifs. What if it don't happen? That's bad thinking. What if this happens? The Bible said in Psalm 25:3, yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Psalm 25:5, lead me in thy truth and teach me that for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Psalm 37:34, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Psalm 62:5, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in His word do I hope. Lamentation 3:25, the Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Many will say, I don't like waiting, preacher. And there's people today of this generation, they want it now, and they want it their way. But let me give you another verse, Lamentation 3:26. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
That's right. Come on.
So I don't like it. God said it's good. God said it's good that a man should quietly wait. Can I say to you, friend, you cannot be unsuccessful waiting on God.
Amen.
There is no failures that are waiting on God. The Bible said in Luke Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say on the Lord. Now wait on the Lord and He'll strengthen you. That's what the Bible says. And if He strengthens your spirit, then you'll be able to wait a little longer. Be of good courage, He said. The Bible said He will do it. How many of us got to the place we was waiting on God to say, do something, and we thought in our heart, I just can't take it no more. I've been there.
Sure.
I'm done. Tired of this. Lord, how come You ain't helping us? And you'll pray a little bit about it, and the next thing you know, it's like you got a little bit of grace, a little bit more strength. You can go a little bit longer, amen? And the next thing you know, you're in there with the Lord saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I wish I wouldn't have never said that. I can wait a little longer. I can trust You. Thank the Lord for You, amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen? You've all been there. If you hadn't, God help you. You'll be there soon anyways. But can I say to you, friend, you'll think, I can't do this anymore. Next thing you know, He strengthens you.
Amen.
I believe today there are many Christians that are weak, and they need to be strengthened because of the long period of time it's been since they saw God do anything. It's been a long time since they saw God do anything great or significant in their life. More than likely, if the truth be told, it is because many have not been willing to wait on the Lord. I wonder how many of us have gotten ahead of God because we didn't want to wait. God did not fix their problem fast enough and they have become disgruntled with God. And the Christian life in the area of faith, and they don't really believe that God can do anything no more. Let me say something to you, friend. The more you see God do, the more He strengthens you. And the more you wait, the more you see Him do.
Yes, that's right, brother. Come on.
Now, what will waiting do? Let me give you a few points. Number one, waiting will strengthen your faith.
Yeah. That's good.
The Bible said in Isaiah 40, verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He said they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Did you hear that? He said down there, the Lord shall. They shall. They shall. They shall. That's promises from God. Can I say to you, friend, that's not a maybe or a one day or a hopefully. It's a promise. And the Bible said, they that wait, that's you and I, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Now, waiting will strengthen you. I don't like waiting. I know. I don't like it either. But that's why so many are weak. That's why so many today in our churches are weak in faith, because they have not been willing to wait on God and let God do something in their life. Those with strength will mount up, the Bible said. They will soar and fly high just like the eagle. But the question has been asked, how does an individual run so hard with so much faith? How do these people do it? How do they keep staying faithful to God and they don't get weary? The answer is waiting on God and serving Him in the perfect will of God. You know what it does? It strengthens you. It strengthens you. Good biblical counsel may seem hard for one, but easy for another. And here's why. One is weak, one is strong. One has not exercised himself in waiting, and another has. Waiting will strengthen you. Isaiah 41:10, the Bible said, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God." He said, "I will strengthen thee." He said, "Yea, I will help thee." He said, "Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." He said up there in Isaiah 40, he said, "They shall, they shall, they shall." That's a promise. And then in Isaiah 41:10, he said over there, he said, "I will, I will, I will." I say to you, friend, we always have an answer of what we could be doing, or where we could be, or how much easier we could have it if we had or did what we wanted. God knows what's best. And here's what He says. Wait. You may not think you're being strengthened in this waiting period, but when you see God work out His plan, your faith will be strengthened. Wait on the Lord. The Bible said, "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. I'll give you an illustration. That trailer y'all see out there in the yard, back there in the back, in that parking lot now, not a yard no more, but out there in that parking lot, you don't look at it long, it'll discourage you. We've had that for 18 years. There used to be another one we stayed in. It was smaller than that. The one we stayed in before that, when you walked in the door, it was the living room, it was the playpen, it was the kitchen, it was the playroom, and anything else you wanted it to be. And then you had a bathroom, and you walked in there and you jumped on the bed over all the junk that was around it. Amen? So that's the way it was. I said, "God, you got to get me out of this thing. Can't handle it. I got all these youngins. I didn't have six. I think we had how many? Two. That's all we had was two, but it was a lot to me." I said, "God, we need another trailer." So we began to look. We found one. We found 38-foot travel trailer, two bedrooms, one bathroom. We thought, man, that's heaven. Praise God. We was looking forward to getting it. I went in there and I told that guy I had good credit. I didn't have bad credit. I told that guy, I said, "I want that one right out there." He said, "All right, we'll go to the banks and we'll see which one wants to loan you money." I said, "No problem." I waited and I waited and I waited. Next thing I know, he called me and he said this. He said, "You got turned down." I said, "What?" He said, "How do you get turned down when you got good credit?"
Right.
He said, "You got turned down." That's all I said. I went to my wife and I said, "Let me tell you something." I said, I ain't fighting God. I said, "We're gonna wait."
Amen.
I don't know how long it was, maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months. A guy walked up to me and said, "Brother Jason, I heard you was trying to get another trailer." I said, "Yep." I said, "I'm going to try to get the money from the bank." I said, "But we didn't go too good last time, so we're just going to wait on the Lord." He said, "I'll loan you the money, interest free. Go get it."
Amen.
I said, "I think that'd be the will of God." Now, I paid that old mess off a long time ago, but can I say to you, if I'd have got ahead of God, that would have never happened. And I'd still be paying on that thing today. I'm glad I waited on God. Let me tell you what happened. Here's what happened. God strengthened my faith. The Bible said in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How did he do that, church? I'll tell you how I believe. I believe he thought back on the things that God had done for him and all the times the Lord had gotten him out of the bad situations. And he probably thought he did it then, so I believe he can do it now. And I say to you, that is strength. Well, how do you keep going? How do you keep fighting? How do you keep trusting? How do you keep believing? The answer is keep waiting. It is strengthen your heart. The Bible said there in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sometimes we get to that place in our life, we think, God, I don't know why you ain't answering this prayer. And Lord, I need your help. And Lord, I need you to do this for me. I just don't know if I can take it anymore. Paul said, he said, I'd rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon them. Many struggle in their difficulty. They feel weak. They feel helpless. But the Bible said his strength is made perfect in weakness. How is it made perfect? Wait. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which what? Strengthens me. What do you need from God? Well, you know, preacher, I need this and that. I'm struggling in this area. I need God to fix this and help me here and give me direction here. And I don't know why God won't answer the prayer. He's trying to strengthen you. Wait and strengthen your faith. Number two. Wait and strengthen your courage. Psalm 27:14 said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. Now listen, church. You ever see those Christians that seem like they have so much faith and so much courage and, man, they just believe in their heart that God can do anything and they don't waver much? Can I say to you, here's why. It's because God has put them through the school of waiting and their courage has been strengthened. Courage is bravery, the quality of mind, which enables men to encounter danger and difficulties with firmness and without fear or depression of spirit, valor, boldness. And I say to you, friend, the thinking of many people is this, but Lord, I've been going through it so long and I've waited so long. Why must I continue to wait? Wait will strengthen your courage. Bible said over there in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and of good courage. That's what the Bible said. God told Moses, be strong and of good courage. Moses said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Joshua said to Israel several times, be strong and of good courage. David said to Solomon, be strong and of good courage. And today here we are in 2017 and the Word of God tells us, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. If a Christian has no courage, then he or she will never be what God has planned for them to be. How can I continue on if I have no courage? How can I fight daily and wait for Him if I have no courage? How can I rest in Him if I have no courage? How can I expect great things from God if I have no courage? How can a church or an individual move forward if they have no courage? Let me ask you, how can I ever do anything for God if I have no courage? If I'm one of those Christians that quit every time something don't go my way, and I'm one of those Christians that don't have no fight in my spirit, say, well, it didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen, so I get out. Can I say to you, that's no courage. Waiting makes one brave and go through dangers and difficulties without fear or depression and continue. Even in the suffering that they are in, they're waiting for the Heavenly Father to deliver them. They're waiting for the Lord to deliver them from something, and they got courage in their heart that the Lord's going to do it. David said, I had faith unless I believed. Why is it that some never ask or expect great things from God? No courage. No faith. Why is it some will not step out by faith and do something for God? Why is it that some get impatient with God and are quick to doubt? Why is it some try to reason everything out with God without God? Why? What helps a Christian fight on? What helps a Christian pray for great things and believe God? Can I say to you, what does a Christian gain from waiting on God and seeing Him answer prayer? I say to you, friend, courage. The Bible says in Psalm 31:24, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. What is it you need from God? What is it you're praying for? What is it that you'd really like to see God do? Those of courage, let's look at them. Moses, he led God's children out of Egypt through the wilderness with many hardships. That's courage. Joshua leads God's children into battle in the promised land when the odds were against them. The three Hebrew children refused to worship the false idols and went through the fiery furnace. Daniel continued his devotion to God, knowing that what the outcome was going to be, friend. Gideon believed God and led 300 men to victory against 32,000 plus warriors. David killed the giant while others mocked him for being a little shepherd boy. Elijah proclaimed judgment in the face of kings and stood for God against the false prophets of Baal. Peter and John stood against the Pharisees, knowing that they would kill him or they could kill him. Paul finished his course even though he went through much suffering. How? Courage! 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 What do you need from God? Maybe God wants your courage strengthened first. We think God's a bellhop. We think every time we ring our little bell, God's supposed to be right there to help us. God says, no, I think you need to learn something. God says, hey, I love you, but I'm going to let you wait, wait, wait. I'm strengthening your faith. I'm strengthening your courage. Let me give you number three. Waiting will strengthen your wisdom. Now the Bible said in Proverbs 4:7, he said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 24:5 said, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. So the longer one goes through life, the more they see God do and don't do, and they understand months or even years later why God did not do something or why God allowed something to happen. And when that takes place in an individual's life, the more wisdom that one receives. Stay with me. When God didn't answer the prayer on that trailer, when I thought He should have answered, I didn't understand it at the time. But when He did answer the prayer on that trailer, I was glad He didn't answer it when I thought He should have answered it. Because it was to my benefit to work in His time. You know what that did? That gave me wisdom. I don't expect my child to have the wisdom I have, and God don't expect me to have the wisdom that a 70-year-old preacher has. But the more I go through life, and the more I wait on God, and the more I see how He answers, then the more He strengthens my wisdom. We've had that old trailer now 18 years, and it's falling apart. I'll be honest with you, it's falling apart. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm glad we got it, or we wouldn't even be able to be here. But I'm praying for something else that's huge. I'm talking about way beyond my ability. And I'm waiting on God. Amen. What keeps a man or woman faithful to God even though things are terribly bad? Wisdom, faith, courage. What keeps one faithful to the Lord even though God has not answered their prayer? Wisdom, faith, and courage. How does one stay encouraged and keep rejoicing even though God can't be found? That's wisdom, faith, and courage. How does one keep their devotion when it seems God don't care? Wisdom, faith, and courage. How does one keep tithing and giving when it seems that everything's falling apart? Wisdom, faith, and courage. How does a Christian keep doing what a Christian does even though nothing is going the way that they want it to go? Wisdom, faith, and courage. They have already been through so many storms and so many heartaches, they've gained a lot of wisdom, faith, and courage. Wisdom is the principle. Therefore, get wisdom. So how do I get it? Waiting gives it.
Yeah, it's good.
Proverbs 16:16, the Bible said this. It says, how much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. He said it within Ecclesiastes 9:16, then said I, wisdom is better than strength. He said in Ecclesiastes 9:18, wisdom is better than the weapons of war. Wisdom is the principal thing. That's what the Bible says. So when you look at it that way, then that little thing that we need or that problem that's in our life is not as great as it looked.
Right.
Because wisdom is greater.
Right.
And when you wait, God shows you your heart and your wisdom increases. You didn't miss that, did you? When you wait, God shows you your heart.
Yeah.
And your wisdom increases. When you wait, God shows you the heart of others. And your wisdom increases. When you wait, God sees your heart.
Amen.
And your wisdom increases. Wisdom will affect the way I live. Wisdom will determine the decisions that I make. Wisdom will determine the way I act and react. Wisdom will affect my heart and the direction that I go. And I say to you, the wisdom of God knows my heart. It knows my actions. It knows my words. It knows my wants. It knows my afflictions. The wisdom of God knows my infirmities. It knows the most secret things. And the wisdom of God wants me to know the things about me that He knows so that He might strengthen my wisdom. Wisdom will show you what you are. And waiting will strengthen your wisdom. The Bible says in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now that's a promise. God's wisdom is described as perfect. It's described as mighty. It's described as infinite and unsearchable and wonderful and incomparable. And He said that He would give it to us if we ask. But here's the key. He gives it to us the way He wants to give it to us. We may not like the way He's given it. But one way He gives it is waiting. Proverbs 2:6 said, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Ecclesiastes 2:26, for God giveth to a man that is good in His sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Wisdom is the principal thing. I want to give you three little things. I'm done. Matter of fact, just if somebody come to the piano and get ready to start playing, just play softly when you get here, just so they'll know I'm done. You can preach what you want to preach, as hard as you want to preach, as long as it's short. People say, well, that's a hard preacher. Another one will say, yeah, but he didn't preach long, and it makes them feel better already. Amen. Why does it seem there are many that are weak in the area of faith, and they have little strength in the Christian life? Maybe it's because they're not willing to wait on God. Why does it seem that so many today fall or quit or are not willing to stand and fight, and it seems they have very little courage to do something for God? Maybe it's because they're not willing to wait on God. Why is it many struggle with life because of the decisions that they have made and they have gotten ahead of God? And they lack the wisdom necessary to make right decisions. Maybe it's because they're not willing to wait on God. I'll read your verse again and we're done. Psalm 27:13 and 14. I had faith. The great man, the great David, the great king said, I had faith unless I had believed. See the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Then He said it again. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let me ask you a question. What do you need from God? Why ain't God doing it for me? I don't know why. He does.